right, and good afternoon. Welcome to the month of July, Monday, July the 1st, 2019, 17 minutes past the hour, and it is a beautiful day out there today. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today, and we are going to have a lot of fun because we are going to do some giveaways today. We have giveaways to Zumbezi Bay. We have tickets to the Wilds, Jack Hanna's The Wilds, and we also have tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, which will be coming up August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So we have all those prizes and a lot of trivia questions. And today, for this week, we've got a whole new set of trivia questions because we are going to do Patriotic 4th of July trivia. Yes, you heard me right. Patriotic 4th of July trivia. So all new trivia questions today for everybody to get in on. And even if you're not eligible to win a prize, you certainly still can call in and get the right answer. If you know the answer, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I do want to remind everybody that our offices will be closed on Thursday, July the 4th, so we will not be here on Thursday. Tonight at 5:10, we'll have the Mike Wilson Show, so you won't want to miss that. But let's get into our trivia here. We have lots of questions that have to do with Independence Day and the 4th of July. So I'll start off with maybe asking about five questions. Ring in anytime you like, 740-383-9944. And if you're eligible, you can win tickets to the Wild, you can win tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or you can win tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up in just about a month, the beginning of August. So here we go. These are all questions that have to do with the 4th of July or Independence Day, however you would like to phrase it. First question. What happened on July the 4th, 1938? Now, does anybody know what happened on that date? What happened on July the 4th, 1938? About 81 years ago. What happened on July 4th, 1938? That's the first question. Here's another one. Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776? Now, we all hear about that. That's our Independence Day. That's the one we celebrate, July 4th, 1776. But can anybody tell me who signed the Declaration of Independence on that day? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Here's another one. Who was the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Now, you don't have to give me their ages. I'll tell you how old they were. But can anybody tell me who the youngest and the oldest person were to sign the Declaration of Independence? Now, to be honest with you, I went to a couple sources this morning on the youngest person, and that's a little hazy. So there are two answers you can give me for the youngest person, and I'll accept either one of them. But the oldest person, everybody knows who that was. So the question is, it's a two-part question. Who was the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Here's another one, question number four. How many signers of the Declaration of Independence became president, and who were they? Now that should be a nice easy one. How many signers of the Declaration of Independence became president, and who were they? That's question number four. And I'll give you one more today, so we have five on the table to start with. Why did the original American flag have stars in a circle? Now, we've all seen the original American flag. It has the stars in a circle up in the corner. where we now have the 50 stars. Now, does anybody know the reason that the stars were in a circle formation on the original American flag? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. You can win a pair of passes to Zumbezi Bay. Wouldn't that be nice with the heat the way it is? You can get a pair of tickets to the Wilds, Jack Hanna's The Wilds. I know a lot of people have been over there. Or a pair of tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So just about a month away, and we'll give you two tickets to that event. Now, the questions are, again, and if you just want to guess and aren't eligible for a prize, feel free to call in, 740-383-9944, but the questions are, why did the original American flag have the stars in a circle on the flag? Why were the stars in a circle? Does anybody know the reason? How many signers of the Declaration of Independence went on to become president? And who were they? How many signers of the Declaration of Independence went on to become president, and who were they? Who was the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Now, you don't have to give me the ages, just tell me who they were. The youngest and the oldest. Now, the youngest is kind of in dispute for some reason, so there are two names that I'll accept on that one. But the oldest, everybody pretty well knows who the oldest person was. Oh, well, we had a caller there, but for some reason the call dropped. If that was you, give us a call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. For some reason the call dropped out there. But the question was, who was the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence, the youngest and the oldest? Also, who signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776? Does anybody know who did that? What happened on July the 4th, 1938? About 81 years ago. Does anybody know what was significant about that date? So the questions again, what happened on July 4th, 1938? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Who was the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? How many signers of the Declaration of Independence went on to become president, and who were they? And why did the original American flag have the stars in a circle? Why were the stars in a circle on the original American flag? There was a reason for that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring and we will get you up on the air. We had somebody calling in there just a moment ago, but for some reason something happened, so give us a call back. Better make sure the phones are working. Well, they seem to be working. Okay, give us a ring. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. Is everybody out enjoying the day today? Maybe enjoying the Marion County Fair? Beautiful times out there, that's for sure. Ah, here we go. Maybe this is a right answer coming our way. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I'm going to take a wild guess.
Okay.
Reason why the stars are in a circle, did that represent the original 13 states or colonies?
Well, the 13 stars did represent the original 13 colonies, but that's not why they were in a circle.
Oh, I just took a stab at it.
No, that's good. It was a good guest. Thank you. Yes, the 13 stars did represent the original 13 colonies, but the question is, why were they arranged in a circle on the original American flag? So that question is, why did the original American flag have the stars arranged in a circle? 740-383-9944, 28 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody have a wild guess on this one? How many signers of the Declaration of Independence became president? And who were they? Who were those signers of the Declaration of Independence that became president? Who was the youngest and oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? We all know who the oldest person was. There's no doubt on that. But the youngest person, who was the youngest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Give me both of them. You don't have to give me the ages. Does anybody know who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Now, that's typically known as our Independence Day. Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? And our last question here, what happened on July the 4th, 1938? Something very significant happened on July the 4th, 1938. Does anybody know what happened on that date about 81 years ago? What happened on July 4th, 1938? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Who was the youngest and oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? How many signers of the Declaration of Independence became president, and who were they? And the final question, why did the original flag, the original American flag, have the stars in a circle on the original American flag? What was the reason for that? We know that the 13 stars represented the 13 colonies, but why were they arranged in a circle? And I may give you one more new question here today. Does anybody know the date of the first Independence Day celebration? The date of the first Independence Day celebration. And again, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, and tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up in August, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, just about a month away. 740-383-9944. The date of the first Independence Day celebration. Does anybody know the date that that happened? Why did the original American flag have the stars in a circle? Go ahead, caller.
I'll make a wild guess on the signers who became president.
Okay.
Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Jackson. There's one other one I thought of. I can't think of the other one now.
Well, I'll tell you, it's. I'll give you this hint on that one. It's not that many. Not quite
yeah,
all those people. No, not all those people. It's not quite that many people. Think about it.
Well, then Washington, Jefferson, and Madison, those would probably be the three pillars.
I'll tell you this. I'll give you Jefferson is right.
Yeah.
But Madison did not sign it, and Washington did not sign it.
He didn't?
Nope.
Well, then that would bring in Monroe and Jackson then.
Monroe and Jackson did not sign it.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. Keep guessing.
All right.
Okay, keep thinking. Bye-bye. Now, there's a little hint for you. The question was, how many signers of the Declaration of Independence went on to become president? How many of them did that, and who were they? Now, we have Thomas Jefferson. We all know he went on to become president. But who are the other people? And how many of them were there all together? If you get that right, that's the first part of the two-part question. That might help you with the second part. But the question is, how many signers of the Declaration of Independence went on to become president, and who were they? We've got one so far in Thomas Jefferson. Does anybody know what happened on July the 4th, 1938? July 4th, 1938. What happened that day that was significant? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Now, that's regarded as our Independence Day. But does anybody know who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? That's another question floating around out there today. Go ahead, caller.
Adams was the other one I was thinking of.
Adams did.
John Adams.
That's right. And those were the only two. There were only two. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were the only two presidents that signed the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I thought that, well, Madison was one of the formers of it. I thought he was one of the signers. Maybe not.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people did work on it, but not a lot of them signed it. I mean, George Washington wasn't even there. He was in, I'm trying to remember what state he was in, but he was never, he wasn't really there when the real hammering of it was going out.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
No, okay. I just wanted to answer.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Yep, that is the answer. There were only two presidents who signed the Declaration of Independence. So there's a little 4th of July trivia for you. How many signers of the Declaration of Independence went on to become president? Two. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. So there you go. But we do have some other questions here on the table. And it's fun when people just call in to answer the questions because we all learn together that way. We have tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, and tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival if you do want to weigh in and are eligible to win a prize. What happened on July 4th, 1938? Does anybody know why that particular Independence Day was important? July 4th, 1938. What happened on that day? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776? Now, that's what we call our Independence Day, July 4th, 1776. Does anybody know who signed the Declaration of Independence on that day? Who was the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Now, I don't need the ages. I just need the youngest and the oldest person's name. Now, there's some dispute on who the youngest person was, so if there's one of two names, I'll accept on that one. But who was the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Why did the original American flag have the stars in a circle? Does anybody know that? Why did the original American flag have the stars in a circle? Now, earlier on, we learned that the stars represented the colonies. But why were they arranged in a circle formation on the original American flag? Does anybody know? Does anybody have the date that the first Independence Day was celebrated? The date of the first Independence Day celebration in the United States. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we'll get you up on the air. See if you have the correct answer here. And I'll give you one more new question since we got the president question knocked out there. Does anybody know the date that the White House first celebrated Independence Day? The date that the White House first celebrated Independence Day. So there's another one for you. So the question's on the table right now. What was the date the White House first celebrated Independence Day? What was the date of the first Independence Day celebration ever? Why did the original American flag have the stars in a circle formation? Why were the stars in a circle on the original American flag? Who were the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? You don't have to give me their ages, but just tell me who they were. Who was the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? Does anybody know who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, noted as our first Independence Day? Or what happened on July 4th, 1938? What was significant about July 4th, 1938? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are wide open. Zumbezi Bay passes, tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. They're all here. Give us a call, or if you just want to answer the question. Do want to remind you the Marion County Fair is going on. I'm sure that's where a lot of people are this week. And the Marion Tallgrass Trail will be at the Marion County Fair all week. So stop out and see James Anderson and his intern at the Marion County Fair. And of course, at the fairgrounds, the Marion County Fair is going on. Big event every year, the Marion County Fair. Now let's see here. I think we have another answer possibly coming in here. Let's see what we have. Go ahead, caller.
The 13 stars in a circle, would that be when they wanted to break the tie with Great Britain?
Well,
Grand Union flag?
Well, that wasn't the reason that the stars were in a circle, but the American flag certainly did break the tie.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, the answer we're looking for, why were the stars in a circle on the original American flag? That's the question. If anybody's seen the original American flag, you know that the stars are arranged in a circular formation. Does anybody know why those stars were in a circle? That's what we want to know. We've had some good guesses. Not the right one yet, but we'll get there. Does anybody want to venture a guess what happened on July the 4th, 1938? Not too long ago, about 81 years ago. Something happened on that day that was pertinent. Nobody knows who signed the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th, 1776, the day that's regarded as our Independence Day? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Who was the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? And who was the youngest person? Don't have to give me the ages, just tell me who they were. Does anybody know the date that this country had our first Independence Day celebration? All I need is the date that this country had our first Independence Day celebration. Does anybody know the date that the White House had their first Independence Day celebration? Now, I'll give you a hint on the White House. It was July 4th, but does anybody know the year? Does anybody know the year that the White House had their first Independence Day celebration? It was July 4th, but what was the year? 740-383-9944, or our ever-popular question today. Why were the stars on the original American flag arranged in a circular formation. Does anybody know why? Tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, tickets to Jack Hanna's The Wilds, or tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, they're all in play here today on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. All right, let's see if this is a correct answer coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Edward Rutledge and Benjamin Franklin, Edward being the youngest, Benjamin being the oldest, signers of the Declaration of Independence.
That is Edward. Now, what was the last name?
Rutledge?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Some people look that up and they say it's Tom Lynch, but I'll take either one of them. Now, because Edward, I think, was 26 years old, and Tom was 27, but Ben Franklin definitely was the oldest. Mm-hmm. He was 70 years old. You've got it right. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
Well, what do you have to do to be eligible?
just not have won in the last 30 days.
Oh, I have not.
All right. We have tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. We have tickets to Zumbeezy Bay and tickets to the Wilds.
I'll take the Zumbeezy Bay.
Okay. Let me write this down here. And it is the 1st of July. And what's your name?
It's Gloria Meddings.
Gloria Meddings. All right. Gloria, do you know where we're located?
I'm not sure.
Okay. On Center Street, do you know where Domino's Pizza is?
Yes.
Okay. Right across the street is the Beltone Hearing Aid Building. Do you know where? Okay. We share the building with them. You just Yeah, you park out back, and then you go down the back steps, and we're right there.
Okay.
Now, we actually close here today for picking up tickets in about 15 minutes, but you can get those. You have 10 days to pick them up.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Gloria.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, she got it right. Who was the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence? The oldest was definitely Benjamin Franklin. He was 70 years old. But some people believe it was Edward Rutledge, and some people believe it was Tom Lynch, but they were 26, 27 years old. So that's where it all falls. So a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, gone for the day. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I have an answer to your question about the flag.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Now, this goes way back. I'm an old guy, and I took American history at the Ohio State University, and I recall that one grad student was doing a paper on the flag and so forth, and the circle has to do, it goes way back into Greek and all kinds of stuff for eternity.
Well, you know, that
the circle stands for eternity. It just goes around and around.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that's not it, but that's not the answer that I have.
Okay. It says they were disposed in a circle, symbolizing the perpetuity of the Union. Let me put it that way.
Right. Well, yeah, they definitely wanted the Union to go on. I agree with that totally. But there's another reason why they were arranged in a circle, and it has more to do with the colonies.
Has more to do with what?
The colonies. What the stars represented.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's all I know. I mean, I do recall that, and it had to do with, it symbolized the eternity,
right?
Basically, and they went from 6 stars to 5 stars because they were easier to see and easier to make. So what is your answer?
Well, if I gave you the answer, I'd be giving the answer to the question.
Okay, so you can't. We're not talking privately, I assume.
No, we're on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, we're on the air. All right. Well, that's all I can tell you.
Okay. Keep guessing.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yep, that's not the answer. Good guess, though. The question is, why did the original American flag have the stars in a circle? Does anybody know why that was? Why did the original American flag have the stars in a circle? Now, it does have something to do with the colonies. Does anybody know why they were in a circle, of all things? Why did they put them in a circle? And there, 13. Weren't there 13 stars on the original American flag? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 or 15. See, this is how little we know when we go back in history. Okay. Well, the question is, why were they in a circle? I know there were more than 6 stars on the original American flag. Yeah, 13. I thought it was 13. Okay. So, why were they in a circle? That's the question. Why were the stars in a circle on the original American flag? We've had a lot of guesses. Does have to do with the colonies, but we don't have the answer yet. Why were the stars in a circle? Does anybody know what happened on July 4th, 1938? July 4th, 1938. What was significant about that day, about 81 years ago? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Now, that's known as our Independence Day, but does anybody know who actually signed the Declaration of Independence that day? On July 4th, 1776. Does anybody know the date that this country had our first Independence Day celebration? What's the date of the first Independence Day celebration in America? Does anybody know the date that the White House first celebrated Independence Day? Now, I've given you the date. It obviously was July the 4th. But does anybody know the year? Does anybody know the year that the White House had their first Independence Day celebration? And I'll give you one more new question today, since we've got the youngest and the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence. Who first proposed a national bird, and what was the bird? Now that's kind of interesting. Does anybody know who first proposed the national bird, and what kind of bird did they choose? So, there's another question for you. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival are here to be won, just like we've already had one winner today. Gloria Meddings got the Zumbezi Bay tickets, but we do have more Zumbezi Bay to give away. So if you call in and get the answer right, we can help you here. Or if you just want to call in and see if you know your history. That's what this week's about, knowing your Independence Day history. So here they are again. The questions. Remember, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour. Who proposed the first national bird, and what was the first national bird they proposed? That's the question. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Hello? Well, I think we lost our caller. If that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a ring. 740-383-9944. Who first proposed the national bird, and what was the first national bird they proposed? There's one for you. Who proposed the first national bird, and what kind of bird did they propose? What was the date of the first White House Independence Day celebration? It was July 4th, but what was the year? Does anybody know the date of the first Independence Day celebration in this country? Does anybody know when this country first celebrated Independence Day? Let's see. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I take a stab at the stars in a circle. Shows that they were all equal and they were united.
Yes, it shows that they were all equal is the answer that I had. Now, where'd you get that answer from? Because the caller before...
Out of my head.
Yeah, well, that's...
Out of my head. I remember it from years and years and years ago.
Well, it's interesting because when the caller called in and said it was about unity, I think it was probably about unity, but they did not want to slight any one of the colonies.
Right.
So that's
right.
Why they put them in a circle.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey.
That was
a good guess. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Now we finally have that one. Why were the stars in a circle on the original American flag? It was because they wanted all the colonies to appear as equals. That's what it was all about. All right. 53 coming up on 54 minutes past the hour here. Still tickets to Zumbezi Bay, still tickets to the Wilds, and still tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And questions left on the table here. What happened significantly on July 4th, 1938? What was important? Go ahead, caller.
Hello there. I'm the guy that was talking about unity with the stars. I'm driving along in my car, and I heard someone else got pretty much the same answer as I had. But let me try one more for you, okay?
Okay.
The national bird?
Right.
Are you there?
Yes.
Well, you are. Wait a minute. I can hardly hear you. All right.
All right.
I don't hear you. Do you hear me?
I do hear you.
This is weird. Anyways, I can hardly hear you, but like I said, I'm in my car. National bird, I think Ben Franklin, of all people, wanted the turkey. Is that right?
That is right. Ben Franklin wanted the national bird to be the turkey, and Thomas Jefferson...
I'm sorry, you're way down. I'm going to have to hang up on you because I cannot hear you at all. I don't know what's happening.
Well, no,
the sound coming back.
All right, well,
and I turned my radio down so we wouldn't, we wouldn't double. So anyway... Let me hang up and see if I can hear you on the radio in the car. I'll turn it up.
Sounds good. All right. That gentleman's going to get on the radio right now, and he is exactly right. Ben Franklin proposed that the national bird be a turkey, of all things. That caller was exactly right. I'm not sure why he couldn't hear me. I think the other callers have heard me okay today. But, you know, cell phones, it can be a connection issue, plus especially when you're in the car. But he was exactly right. Ben Franklin proposed that the first national bird be a turkey, and John Adams and Thomas Jefferson said, no, that's not going to work, and they ended up with the bald eagle. So Ben Franklin, old Ben Franklin, the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence at 70 years old, was overruled, and we did not get a turkey for our national bird. All right. 55 coming up on 56 minutes past the hour here. We've still got some other questions here to be answered. Independence Day questions. What happened on July 4th, 1938 that was significant? July 4th, 1938, about 81 years ago, what was significant about that date? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, a bit of history on the, where the eagle was chosen as the national bird.
Yeah, go ahead.
if you read in your history, you find out that the Constitution was the three-headed eagle.
Oh, really?
That represented the democracy of the three branches of government, legislative, judicial, and, And the wings of the eagle, one side represents the House, the other side represents the Senate, to make everything balance out. But it's quite interesting.
Now, do you know why old Ben Franklin wanted a turkey?
Because he was a turkey hunter, probably.
I don't know. He was 70, and back in those days, that was rather old. Maybe he was starting to get a little senile.
Well, that could be.
You never know.
But there's a book called The 5,000 Year Leap that spells that out very, very clearly. and shows all the shows that the Constitution was based on the Bible. And, you know, the separation of church and state is a fallacy.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, to be honest with you, the Declaration of Independence and the 4th of July, not to have a long conversation about this, but it kind of is, I don't want to say it's like the Bible because people have very strong feelings about the Bible, but the Declaration of Independence is all about interpretation.
Right.
And, you know, like, there are funny things in there, you know, like obviously freedom of speech. Well, there are certain things you can't do. And freedom of the press. Well, there are certain things you can't do. And,
right.
You know, the Second Amendment gets talked about all the time because were they really talking about everybody having a gun or were they really talking about people being able to maintain a militia? You know, it's...
That's exactly what it was.
Right.
To defend the country.
Right.
It wasn't that, you know, back then, when I was growing up, you never locked your doors because nobody wanted your stuff.
Well, the only, the best thing...
You didn't have to defend your place.
But, you know, it's interesting to me that if for people who believe that the Second Amendment was written that everybody should have their own gun, they use a particular word in the Second Amendment. They use person. Or they use people. They don't use person. They don't say every person should have a gun. They say the people. Now, people will say, well, they didn't talk that way back then. But if you go down a couple amendments, you will see that they do use the word person because they say every person shall be entitled to a jury of their own peers.
Exactly.
So if they meant every person should have one, why didn't they use it two amendments earlier?
That's right. If you want to read a good book, that 5,000 Year Leap is a very good book.
Yeah.
And it spells out the Constitution chapter and verse.
Well, hey, that's interesting. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
There's a good read. You know, there are a lot of connections between the Bible and the Declaration of Independence. A lot of those men were very... religious. Thomas Jefferson, we don't think probably was at this point, but certainly many of them were, and nothing wrong with that. We've got a couple minutes left here. What happened on July 4th, 1938? Does anybody know that? July 4th, 1938, what happened on that date? Who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776? There's one for you. The actual Independence Day, who signed the Declaration of Independence? Does anybody know the date of the first celebration of Independence Day in this country? The date of the first celebration, or does anybody know the date the White House first celebrated Independence Day? Now, it was July the 4th, but can anybody tell me the year that the White House first celebrated Independence Day? Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, all available, or if you just want to call in and win a prize, 740-383-9944. We certainly thank our winner today, Gloria Meddings, who got the Zumbezi Bay tickets, and I guess we're going to go to break. Come back with much more right after this. Don't switch that dial.
No, I enjoy being on your show, but it just let me talking and I keep going.
To the oldest working actor in Hollywood, 101-year-old Norman Lloyd.
Now, did you like that, Norman, when that edict came down? Did you like to be told to stop driving?
Well, I tell you, I like the idea of driving, surprised that he was saying you can